Hey everyone, it's Pacific, and welcome back to another episode of SCP Archives. Not a ton to talk about this week, but if you haven't given a listen to our new fiction podcast, The Dead, go check it out. It's on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever else you listen to podcasts. It's a zombie anthology podcast made in partnership with the George A. Romero Foundation. It has been an incredible honor to work with them to create this really incredible show. And it's zombies. Need I say more? So go check that out. Again, that's The Dead, and you can find it streaming on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Pocket Cast, Overcast, Pandora, I don't know, wherever you listen to podcasts. I also want to give a big shout out to this week's patrons. Joining us this week is Devious Nick, Seth Stanley, Charles Kowalski, Nicholas Liming, Nathan Schutzius, Kelsey Emmerich, Dylan Trescuzzi, Ballard Was Here, Federico Rodriguez, Jackie the Demon, Queenie Cutie Pie, Carrie Hyde, and Jen Letty. Thanks so much for supporting the show, you guys. You help us do what we do. And now, a very short ad break, and then this week's episode.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Warning, the Foundation database is classified. Unauthorized access will include entertainment. Within this archive, you'll find the procedures, descriptions, and accounts of the most notorious anomalies we've encountered to date. Secure. Contain.
Cindy. Cindy.
Oh, my God. Lee, what's happening? I can't believe...
You just set her on fire. But why?
I don't...
Why did they do that? Did you see... Did they...
I don't know, but...
That was Tammy Lynn, right?
It was definitely Tammy Lee. That guy kept yelling her name.
Why would they do that, Cindy?
I don't know, Lee. I've never... What's that sound?
I don't hear anything. What sound?
It sounds like...
Let's just get the fuck out of here.
Right, I'm way ahead of you. Let's go.
Dispatch, come back.
Copy. Dispatch here.
Cooper here.
Hey, Coop.
So, I'm just coming up on 3 Mile and Dry Gulch, but I, think I see some headlights up toward Howdy. I'm going to make a quick detour and check it out. Is there anyone else you can get to handle the 213?
I think Denner's out your way, too. I'll check. What's going on at Howdy? Cooper!
Yeah, sorry, Kimmy. Just a little distracted.
Everything okay? You gonna need backup?
No. I won't need backup. I can already hear the music down 3 Mile on 213. Dollars to Donuts is just a little homecoming party.
No doubt about it.
I'm going to swing by Howdy real quick, and then I'll double back to check in on the festivities. Don't worry about getting Danner on it unless he's got nothing better.
Copy that. I did the same thing back when I was a kid, you know?
Back when you were a kid, huh? And when was that? Last year?
It was 5 years ago.
Oh, well, my apologies, Dame Perez.
If you see my brother, tell him he better not be drinking.
Be on the lookout for an intoxicated Perez. Copy that.
And tell Ren that his dad knows what he's up to.
Does he?
No. But he won't know that.
Understood. I'll call it in a minute.
Copy that.
All right, then. Whoever's messing around in my sight is going to be sorry.
It's absolutely true! Ask Al! If it weren't for the fact that DeMatt broke his ankle last Sunday, I'd still be warming the bench!
Tell them how he broke his ankle.
What? You didn't break his ankle, did you?
Ren Kubo, you animal!
No, no, nothing like that. You're not gonna believe this, though.
What?
Antique bear trap.
What?
What?
Is he messing with us?
No, not at all. It's the real deal. Ask his old man.
Your dad told you that?
That's right. He was the one that responded to the call.
But how?
Yeah, how?
DeMatt was out with us looking for Tammy Lynn.
Oh my God, poor Tammy. Can you believe it? To go missing like that?
Someone put out a bear trap to keep you from looking?
No, no one uses traps for bears anymore. And it had nothing to do with Tammy Lynn.
That's what I thought too, Al. That the kidnapper had put it out to throw them off the trail.
That's not even the weird part.
It's not? What's the weird part?
No, the weird part...
Listen to this.
They think that trap might be hundreds of years old.
100 years old?
That's far out.
Yep.
Talk about your missteps. Get it? Missteps?
Good one, Al.
That's right. Or just...
Really bad luck.
Took the words right out of my mouth.
Good luck for you, though, buddy.
And you, too. If it weren't for that 100-year-old bear trap and my brilliant play, these lovely ladies would likely be at Dingleberry Donnie's right now instead of slumming it up with us.
That's not true.
Not at all.
It's okay. We get it. Right, Perez? Donnie's got the keg and the pool.
And a raging case of shit for Brent.
We were just waiting for you to ask, Ren.
You mean you were waiting?
Well, one of us was waiting for Ren. The other one of us was waiting for a certain Latin Lothario to make his move.
Oh my gosh, shut up.
It's true, Al. She's been going on and on.
Shut up, Margo. I can't believe you.
Oh, hey, Al. Okay, oh, wait.
That's funny, because Al has been doing the same thing all day. Oh, L. Oh, L. I've got to get the good stuff for L. I've got to wear my nice slacks. Is this 1 gallon of cologne enough?
Is that true, Al?
Oh my gosh, you are so dead, Margo. Leave him alone.
Wow, Al Perez finally rendered speechless. I never thought I'd see the day.
Speaking of things not to be spoken of... Where's the little girl's room around here? I need to powder my nose. And, oh my God, empty my bladder!
Ugh, you are so crude.
That's why you love me.
Ah, that's the best part of Kubo's Country Cabin. Stumble in any direction for 15 or so feet and you've arrived at one of our many, many luxurious bathroom facilities.
But what if, I mean, what about toilet paper? How are we supposed to...
Toilet paper? No worries. I'll get you some, Al. It's right over there.
Oh, boy. Looks like this one's going to be easy to train, Al.
Oh, my gosh, you're terrible.
Here you go, Al. And here's my flashlight.
Our hero.
Thank you, Al. It's good to see that chivalry isn't completely dead.
Hey!
Don't you worry about it, Ren. I'm a modern woman.
Oh, Is that what you call it?
We'll be right back, boys.
Can you believe this?
What's that?
She is so amazing.
Margo?
No, Yugalute. Al.
Okay. Just pulling your chain, buddy. Yes, Elle is amazing. I'm not sure Cindy would agree, but yeah.
Stevens was just worked out about what Elle's mom was saying. She'll come around.
No doubt about that. And you're probably right.
But Ren, I mean, I always knew she was beautiful, But she's also so smart and funny. And she's so beautiful. Ren, I think I'm in love.
Whoa, amigo. Try to play it cool.
Oh, yeah. Right. Of course. I'm playing it cool.
And by the way...
Yeah?
I think she's totally into you, too.
Don't mess with me, Kubo. Are you being serious?
I am. She's been laughing at jokes that no one thinks are funny.
What? What jokes aren't funny? All of my jokes are funny. I've been working on this material for years.
Exactly my point. Maybe I'm just...
Ren! Al!
Oh, thank heaven. You guys!
Let's go. We've got to go. We've got to get out of here. We've got to call the cops.
Yeah, the lake. At the lake.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. What's going on? What's gotten into you two?
Yeah? What's going on?
No, you don't understand. We just...
You were walking by the lake.
Whispering Lake?
Walking, huh? Is that why you're both out of breath? Lee, you old dog.
No, seriously, listen.
I'm seriously proud of you. Not so much you, Stevens. You could do so much better.
Good one, Al.
Would you two shut up already?
Whoa, okay.
Okay, what?
Okay, what?
Hey, y'all. Where'd you two run off to?
Cindy. Oh, Cindy. I just want to apologize. I realized that I...
Not now, Al. Nobody cares.
We just saw Tammy Lynn. Right? Isn't that what we saw?
Oh, my God. Tammy Lynn? What?
Yes, I think that's what we saw.
Oh, man.
You two.
Not funny.
This is a joke?
That's disgusting, you guys.
You two had us going there for a second.
You shouldn't be making fun. Tammy might not have.
This is not a fucking joke.
Hey, what are you doing?
Yeah, not cool.
We need to go. We've got to call...
Why? Why do we have to go? Is it possible that you two have had a little too much to drink tonight? Or is, maybe Ren's special is playing tricks on you?
Right.
What's Ren's special?
Oh, I'll tell you in a minute.
This has nothing to do with drinking or the special.
What's that, Hillerman? You saw pink elephants, you say?
What we saw was Tammy Lynn being drowned.
Oh my gosh.
Are you two...
And then we saw her...
We saw her! They set her on fire.
You saw... What's that now? What's that you're saying, Lee? Who set...
It's true. I know how it sounds.
So, did you see her drown or set on fire? I'm confused.
Maybe we should call it a night, y'all. We can always do this...
Actually, I'm ready to go. Al, can we go, please?
Who's that?
Oh, boy. I'd know that silhouette anywhere. It's Magnolia's finest.
Thank God.
Wait a sec.
Let's...
I think it's your dad, Ren.
No, it's Deputy Danner. Good enough.
Well, well, well. What do we have here?
Deputy Danner, thank God you're here. We need your help.
Yeah, I think we just saw... We did just see Tammy Lynn Halona.
Is that a beer I see, Ren Kubo? Your daddy ain't gonna like to hear that.
Did you just hear what we said?
Excuse me, young lady. Have you been drinking tonight?
Look... Deputy Danner, we have been drinking, but this has nothing to do
underage
with that.
Underage drinking is a very serious crime, especially when driving is in the mix.
Okay, we get it. Blood on the pavement, red asphalt, we know all about it. But this is serious. You've got to get someone out here.
Do I?
Listen very carefully. We just saw Tammy Lynn up at Whispering Lake.
Whispering Lake? You're not supposed to be up there. That's a highly toxic site. Hot as wind scale.
We weren't at the lake. We just at the fence, but we saw Tammy there and in the lake. You just gotta get over there.
I don't have to do anything, my friend.
Deputy Danner?
About time you chimed in, Kubo. You see Tammy Lynn down at the lake, too? Your kid smoking grass up here, or worse?
No, sir. But I think maybe we should get my dad up here.
Oh, do you?
Yes, sir. Lee and Cindy, They wouldn't make up something like this.
Okay then, Ren. Let me call it in.
Thanks, Ren.
No worries.
I think we should go ahead and go too. Are you ready, Al?
Yes, please. We'll see you guys later, okay?
Don't go. We're just...
It's okay, Al. We really had a blast. Right, Margo?
Yeah, totally. Let's get together this week in double.
Yeah. How's that sound? Tom's and then down to Ridgeway for the drive-in?
Yeah. Okay. Sure.
Don't worry, Al. I really was having fun. Pinky swear.
Me too. I'm really sorry about this.
Oh. Al, you're a doll.
I...
Speechless again. And there's nothing to be sorry about. It's been a blast.
Yeah, totally agree. Let's definitely double next week.
For sure. Bye, guys. Bye, Lee. Bye, Cindy.
Bye, Ren.
Bye.
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 Come on, Elle.
Oh, man. You two better not be messing around. I'll never forgive you if...
Don't worry, Perez.
We're not messing around.
Dispatch, come back.
Copy. Dispatch here.
Dispatch, this is Deputy Danner. I have a possible Code 11 up here, just south of 3 Mile and Winchhead Road.
A Code 11?
That's right.
Is it...
It might be. We've got an eyewitness here saying she's seen Tammy Lynn Halona out at Whispering Lake. Where's the sheriff?
The sheriff left about an hour ago, but West is still here. And Cooper is right up at Howdy.
Great. A Boy Scout. Okay, dispatch. That'll have to do. Get Cooper heading my way and let West know that we've got a situation. I suspect the sheriff will want the call, too. You better hope this ain't some practical joke, little miss, or you're gonna be in a heap of trouble. You too, buddy.
Cooper, you shit! On your fucking watch!
Deputy Cooper, come back.
God damn it! This is Cooper. Come back.
There you are. Where'd you go, Coop?
Just making water, Kimmy. What's up?
Oh, sorry.
No problem. What's going on?
You still out by 3 Mile? Danner's just called in a Code 11.
A Code 11?
Yeah, says we got a sighting of Tammy Lynn out at Whispering Lake.
I'm right near there.
That's great. You want to swing down there and check it out?
Yeah,
I've got West rolling that way already.
Right. Yeah. Kimmy, I'm pulling up right near there now. Let me have a look. I'll call it in a minute.
Copy that. Talk to you in a minute, then.
Right. Cooper out. You had one job. Secure the goddamn site. Jesus. I do not recognize the bodies in the water. What is going on around here? I've never heard it so strong. How'd you get in there, Tammy? God damn it! Danner's already on the move? And of course he's coming balls to the wall. And how the hell are these containments disabled? Come on! Yes! Move your ass, Cooper. Shit, shit, shit! Stop right there! Stay back!
Deputy Cooper, What the hell are you doing here?
Kimmy just radioed. Said you had a code 11.
Yeah, I was busting up the party with Kubo's kids and a bunch of his friends. But the Stevens girl said she... Holy Christ. Is that...
Yeah, we got a body down here.
Holy hell. Is it Tammy Lynn? What happened? Is she... Oh my God! What the hell happened to her?
Yeah, no. I don't know, deputy. It looks like maybe she's been electrocuted or...
Electrocuted? How the hell did that happen?
I don't know, Danner. Can you please just call it in?
Is she... Do we need an ambulance?
I'm afraid it's too late for that. We'll need the ME, though. And you better let Sheriff Kubo know what's going on.
Kimmy's already on it. He ain't gonna like this.
I think that goes without saying.
Dispatch, come back.
What the hell happened to you, Tammy Lynn? Please, Lord, not on my watch. Not again.
No emergency services required. We're gonna need the county coroner there.
Hello? Yes, sir. I understand. I'm very sorry to hear that. No, sir. We're locked in good and tight. Yes, sir. Goodbye.
What was that?
That was the doc. He says...
What, goddammit? Quit playing games.
He says... We lost her.
We lost her? How the hell does that happen? Since when can we lose her? No one said nothing about losing her. Does that mean she run off? What are you saying, you big dummy?
He says we lost Tammy Lynn. She...
She what?
She didn't come out of the lake.
He left her in there?
No. He said...
Son of a bitch, I knew it was just a matter of time. We ain't nothing but guinea pigs to that man. No doubt she ain't the first he left in that pit of hell.
He didn't leave her. She...
She what, goddammit?
He said she combusted.
Combusted? You mean she burned up?
Burned up? What the hell is that supposed to mean? I swear to God, I feel like I never know what you're talking about.
Yes, goddammit, she burned up.
But how?
Shit, I don't know. He was... Tonight was supposed to be just like clockwork.
What?
She was...
Pigs. It's a miracle we all weren't burnt up.
What's that mean?
It's over your head, dummy, except for maybe the burning up part.
That's not cool.
Whatever, get over it.
I can't believe it.
What did he say? Did he say why?
I knew this would happen.
Shit.
Him and his harebrained scheme to supercharge the lake.
He was...
I've been writing and
tonight
telling
was supposed
him that
to be
something
just
wasn't
like
right with those readings.
She was...
I knew that it was going to end like this.
Oh, shut up, Holly. You didn't know shit.
The hell I didn't. I knew it when I was up there tonight. All those spikes, he knew exactly what he was doing. This ain't a man concerned with the well-being of others. None of us have a single memory in our head that we can trust. We're trapped down here in a bunker like prisoners, and he'd probably kill that girl just for the hell of it and is likely to pin it all on us. He's got a junkie, a pyromaniac, and who knows what, all gift-wrapped and ready for the cops. All he's missing is the big, fat boat.
Enough!
So, what are we supposed to do now?
He wants us to be ready.
Ready for what, exactly?
Trouble.
Ash? Just... What in the hell happened out there?
Let me gather my thoughts.
What happened? What happened to Tammy Lynn?
She's dead.
Oh my God. Tammy. We're responsible for her death. A 17-year-old girl.
Now just...
This isn't like the others. I knew this girl. She goes to the same school as Cindy. She used to come in all the time. She loved John Coltrane.
It's worse than you know.
Is that even possible?
Yes.
I'm not sure about that, Ash. When I'm party to a murder, especially of a young lady that I know, in my mind, it couldn't get much fucking worse.
I don't think you understand.
Oh, I understand completely, goddammit. We killed a young girl tonight, and you promised me. Jesus Christ, Ash, I radiated the fucking marching band. My daughter's in that band.
Your daughter's only a small part of this.
Not to me.
Elm, she didn't go under. There's a body.
What? What did you say? How was there... What do you mean she didn't go under?
Just please, give me a minute. I need to process. To think.
I can't believe this is happening. This is a complete fucking disaster. What are we gonna do?
Let me sit.
Did anyone see you?
Where's the scotch?
This is hardly the time. There might be cops. What the hell are we gonna do?
I need to calm my nerves, Elm. And I need you to dial it back and help me figure out our next move.
Our next move?
Yes. Our next move. This is just the beginning, not the end.
The beginning? You're out of your mind. This absolutely is the end. We can't keep... It's one thing, Ash, when it's old drifters and druggies and Rowan's doing the dirty work. It's a whole other thing when it's a 17-year-old girl with her whole life in front of her.
I'm keenly aware of the loss, Elm. I can assure you.
Maybe I need you to convince me of that. And of the fact that you weren't seen fleeing the scene of a homicide.
Considering that I was the one that held her under. That I was the one that watched as she... Trust me, I'm aware of the loss. And I can absolutely assure you that we were not seen leaving the lake.
No end justifies these means, Ash.
I don't disagree with the sentiment, Elm, but let's not make her sacrifice be for nothing.
Her sacrifice? Her sacrifice? That's what we're calling it now? God forgive us. I can't believe this happened.
Me either. But you see, don't you? We have to see this through. Elm? Good. Because we've got work to do.
I'm assuming we've got good data from the Halo?
We do. It'll be the key to us wrapping our heads around what happened.
And I'm assuming we'll need Holly out at the site right away as well?
Most definitely.
Just level with me, Ash. What do you think went wrong?
I've no idea. Nothing seemed off. She resisted a little, but that was to be expected. She went under. We revived her right away, and all her vitals were normal.
Maybe it was just... We just pulled too many levers tonight. The priming, and her age, and her genetics.
I accounted for all of that. We've had plenty of data to suggest that we'd be within acceptable limits. I knew there was a higher risk tonight, but... I mean, there's always a risk. A risk that the lake will claim its proverbial pound of flesh. Or that the migration is too much for the subject. Especially weaker subjects. But... To be... For her to combust like that... I just don't know yet.
Then it's her age. We knew that. All the data suggests that the longer telomeres are highly coveted by the site.
It was the X Factor. There's no question.
She was.
An exceptional offering.
Deputy Cooper, could I have a minute?
Yeah, sure. What's up?
Just want to ask you a few quick questions while everything's still fresh in your mind.
Shoot.
So, Danner says that you were first on the scene.
Yep, that's right.
Okay, you want to tell me what happened?
Oh, Yeah, sorry, I just...
I realize it's not your typical crime scene down here.
No, it isn't, is it? I just don't understand how she... why she burned.
Why is she burned?
What's that?
You said why she burned. What does that mean?
Well, I'm just... I don't see any way...
The question, deputy, isn't why. The question is who. As in, who could do such a horrendous thing to a 17-year-old girl? Who could set fire to a person and then watch them burn to death? And lastly, who could vanish from the scene with nary a trace with not one, but two of our deputies within spitting distance?
Who?
That's right, who. Deputy Danner says that when he pulled up, your cruiser was dark.
He what?
Deputy Danner. He says that you were lights out down here. Why is that?
Oh, I got the call from Kimmy. I pulled up, went to get out of my cruiser. I didn't see anything out of the ordinary. It wasn't until after I'd gotten out of the cruiser I had to take a leak. I was just walking along the fence.
You didn't see anything when you first pulled up?
That's right, West. I didn't see anything. I sure as hell wasn't expecting to see a dead girl lying on the ground, I can tell you that.
Okay, then, you're taking a leak along the fence, and then what?
As I was making my way back, I saw... well, I didn't know what it was right off, but I saw Tammy Lynn here. And, well, then, of course, I smelled it. I suppose I was in shock. And then Danner pulled up, and I had him call it in right away.
Okay, then, and then what happened?
What the hell are you implying?
Implying? I'm not implying anything.
I hope you aren't. Last time it didn't work out so well for you, did it?
Well, I can see you worked up, so that's probably all for now. We'll get a written statement back at the station, okay? Have you write it all up nice and neat.
Won't be a problem, West. Some of us, good police work comes second nature.
Right. Like I said, you seem upset. It's understandable. This is horrific. But whoever did this, we will find them, Cooper.
Will we?
And we will make sure that justice is done, if you catch my drift. Whatever dark forces have gathered here in Magnolia, they will not win the day.
What's that?
It's pretty goddamn obvious, ain't it? Like some kind of twisted-as-fuck black mass out here. This is clearly a human sacrifice, and we all know who goes in for that kind of shit.
We do.
Satanists, Cooper. I gotta admit, I might have still had one or two lingering doubts about the possibility, but this seals the deal, don't it?
I've gotta tell you, West, I'm not sure what to make of what I'm seeing, but you got your own way of looking at things. I already know.
Well, I have a bad feeling, Deputy. Like, this is just the beginning.
We finally agree on something, West. As much as I hate to admit it.
Oh, Cooper?
Yeah.
One last thing.
What's that?
Danner says our witnesses claim to have seen Tammy Lynn down here. But more to the point, they allege that they seen her right down at the water's edge.
Oh, yeah?
But when you got here, the fence was buttoned up. Is that right?
That's right.
That's strange, don't you think?
No stranger than a secret cabal of Satanists being involved, West. Maybe the devil himself locked up before he left.
Well, I may not be as seasoned as you, Deputy Cooper. We don't all have the many years of experience that an old hand like you has. But we've still got to trust our hunches.
I think that's fine. As long as they're reasonable.
Reason? Reason won't fix this mess. Whoever did this will feel the full wrath of the Lord Almighty God in this world and the next. God himself in the next and me in this one. No matter who it is, like I said.
Deputy West, Coop, what in hell happened down here? Kimmy said we've got a homicide?
Sheriff.
Sheriff, that's right. We do.
Is that... do we think that's Tammy Lynn Halona down there?
Yes, sir, we do. Can't really tell who the victim is by sight, but we do have two eyewitnesses that claim it's her.
God damn it.
It's pure evil what they've done to her, Sheriff.
Let's just have a look.
The ME is already working on the body, and I've got Danner and Donovan securing the scene.
What you're handling, Coop? How's that now?
I just had some questions for Deputy Cooper about his arrival on the scene. There seem to be some inconsistencies in...
There's nothing...
Stop it right there. Both of you. It ain't the time or the place. I know you two have got your own little pissing contest going on. But we've got a young woman murdered here on our watch. And we, all of us, failed to protect her. I want us all rowing in the same goddamn direction.
Hey everyone, it's Pacific here with a quick ad break and a reminder. You can get access to ad-free episodes on our Patreon at patreon.com/scp_pod. You can also find a link to our Patreon in the show notes below.
All right, so you guys know that I've been trying to lose weight lately. You know, I've been kind of on the bigger side for most of my life, but I've been able to drop a lot of weight because I've been trying to eat healthier.
You look good.
Thank you. The problem is I can't cook at all. Like, I'm basically
I've tasted your food.
I don't know if you guys ever heard of Factor Meals before.
Yeah. No.
Okay, so Factor Meals, it's like these easy, ready-to-eat meals that they'll send to your house.
I'm sure you've
heard of services that do
this. Yes, sure.
Where they send food, and it's this. What I actually really liked about Factor is it's like, it has to be kind of idiot-proof for me because I can't cook or do anything, but it's like ready in 2 minutes. It literally comes everything together. You don't have to
make anything.
It's all put together in its own thing. 2 minutes. It's not frozen, which actually makes it awesome.
Oh, nice.
You know, the frozen food.
Yeah.
It comes like in a box. It's like chilled, with the cooling stuff. But you got all kinds. So I did the keto one, but they also have like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus. They've even got like, so my wife ended up really liking these like energy shots.
Okay.
That they put in the box that we ordered, where it's literally like just a little shot of different kinds of energy shots that were awesome.
That sounds amazing.
I always was like, I'd see these commercials or I'd hear commercials for stuff, but I thought Factor Meal seemed like something that was really threading that needle and would have been really, really perfect for me. But dude, they had like pancakes, smoothies.
Who doesn't love pancakes?
Dinners and stuff like that.
Yeah. So they have breakfast?
They got like midday snacks. So I thought it was like perfect.
Get it in, get it done, boom.
If you're just looking for like fast premium options and you don't have to really cook or be able to do anything.
Sure.
Factor is awesome for that kind of stuff. And I thought the quality of the meals, restaurant quality meals that I just could like heat and eat, dude. So it's not like your frozen stuff you get at the grocery store. So if you guys want to try Factor Meals, I'd say go for it because it's really helped me out. And I was actually really surprised. All you guys have to do is head to factormeals.com/badmovies50 and use code badmovies50. That's 50 to get 50% off. That's code badmovies50 at factormeals.com/badmovies50 to get 50% off, guys. Give it a try.
That's half.
I know.
All right, and now back to the show.
I can't believe this.
Me either.
It's the most horrible thing.
Sid, it's gonna be okay. Bryn's dad is gonna catch those fuckers.
How could they do that to her? I know.
I can't believe it either. It's gonna be all right, though.
That's right. We're all here. And Lee's right. My dad is gonna catch those guys.
I'd hug you too, but you know, I'm wearing all this brew.
Oh, Al. Come here. Thank you. Thank you so much. And yes, you are wearing a lot of brew.
Seriously, though, we've got your back.
I know. I'm so lucky to have you guys.
What do you think's taking so long, Kubo?
I don't know. No doubt my dad is already on his way up.
Wish we could get the hell out of here.
If that was Tammy down there, this is going to be huge.
It was her. I'll never forget her face.
I won't either. What face? She knew.
What exactly went on down there?
I don't know. I'm in shock, I think. Lee, what did we see? I'm not even sure I trust myself enough to talk about it.
It was It was, we saw Tammy Lynn, and this man, he tried to drown her.
No, he did. He did drown her. We saw him.
Why didn't you guys do anything?
I couldn't. I was, you know how they say, you're frozen to the spot? That's what it felt like. Like, I couldn't move.
Me too. It was almost like being in a movie. It was so unreal.
So he drowned her. But then you said he set her on fire?
Well, at first he drowned her. And then he dragged her out of the water and then he shocked her or something.
Yeah, that's right.
He shocked her? Like, with a cattle prod?
No, it wasn't like that.
It was on her head. He had put something on her head.
Right, like a crown. It was like a metal crown with these blue lights. And he shocked her, like over and over. Like he was trying to revive her. Like with a defibrillator. But it was on her head instead of her chest.
And then what?
And then she kind of started coming to, like the shock had worked.
Right, like it, for a minute, it seemed like she was fine.
And then they were walking out of the lake, and then suddenly she stops, and she. I don't know, what, Lee?
She was moaning.
And like squirming in her own skin.
Yeah.
And then the man starts yelling, stand back, or something like that.
And then he was yelling at her. I think he was yelling at her to get into the water.
Yeah, that's right.
But she didn't, or she couldn't.
And then she just caught on fire.
She caught on fire? Did she catch on fire, or did they set her on fire?
I didn't see anything like that, but they must have, right?
She was on fire, though.
Definitely.
But it wasn't like in the movies. She didn't run around waving her arms or anything like that. She just stood there and burned. Like those Buddhist monks protesting the war, just burning.
It was horrible. The screams, you guys. I don't know if I'll ever forget those screams.
Why would someone do that?
How could someone do that?
I don't know.
So what happened to them after Tammy Lynn? After she, you know.
They tore out of there.
And you're sure this ain't from the special?
Jesus, Al! Why do you keep asking that?
Let me put it to you like this, Perez. No amount of the special could ever cause a hallucination like this. This was like a fucking nightmare.
All right. I'm just really high over here. And this is really fucking with my head. I gotta tell ya.
So what are you gonna tell my dad?
What do you mean?
You gonna tell him that you saw someone drown Tammy Lynn, then bring her back to life with a magic crown, and then she spontaneously combusts, and then they bug out all while you guys stood there watching?
What are you saying?
Yeah.
I think what Ren is trying to say is exactly what I'm saying. This is a pretty fantastic story you're telling. They're gonna think that you're stoned out of your gourd, or crazy.
They might arrest you.
Arrest us?
They might arrest all of us.
Ren and I will be okay. We got solid alibis.
True.
They'll probably test both of you for drugs. And we know that kids on drugs are capable of all sorts of horrendous shit.
Burning some poor girl up?
Wouldn't be a problem. Fucking Manson stabbed a pregnant lady and then wrote pigs in her blood all over the walls.
You're saying that me and Cindy had something to do with this?
What are you saying? We smoked some laced weed and went crazy? We didn't go down to the lake and kill Tammy Lynn because we were a little high.
No. I'm not saying that.
I'm not either. What we're saying is that if you tell that story like that, the way you just told it to us, you're liable to end up with all sorts of hassles.
I can see the headlines now. Lawnwood High Satanic Seniors on a Rampage.
Hadn't even thought of that.
But what are we supposed to say?
Just say you found her like that and nothing else.
Why?
Just trust me on this one. Best to say as little as possible.
I don't know, but what if we get caught in a lie?
I don't get it. Why are you two trying to shut us down?
I'm not trying to shut you down. Truth is, I can't say I'm totally surprised by what's happened. Or, more importantly, where it's happened. Rightly?
Well...
What? What's that supposed to mean? What?
Lee and I... We've actually been doing a little snooping around.
I wouldn't call it snooping. It's more like we've been investigating.
Right. Whatever.
Investigating what?
Tammy Lynn's disappearance.
You've been doing what?
Are you being serious?
Well, it didn't really start there. We've only been looking at Tammy just recently.
That's right.
Then where'd it start? Guys?
It's the lake.
The lake.
Whispering Lake?
Right in one. You already know all about it, Perez. Everyone around here knows about it. We just never talk about it.
Talk about what? You guys are being vague and it's starting to piss me off.
There's something going on up there.
Not that we ever thought that something like this could happen.
Are you two being serious right now? You've been what? Snooping around the lake like the Hardy Boys? Give me a break.
No, this is bigger than that. You know me, Al. You too, Stevens. If what Lee and I have discovered is anywhere near the truth, it might change your mind about what to do next. Don't you agree, Hillerman?
Jesus, I hadn't even thought about it until just now.
This is crazy! Lee and I just saw someone murdered. I'm not... What are you saying, Lee? That what we just saw has something to do with what? The lake?
Yeah. Is this supposed to be some kind of old legend about Indian burial grounds and shit that goes bump in the night? You two sound like the old guys down at the barbershop, trying to give each other the shivers.
You think it's crazy now? Wait until you hear what we've uncovered. You'll be the two that flew over the cuckoo's nest.
This is Agent T. Cooper, identification number Delta Yankee, 19JX4843, site number 1032K11. I need containment.
Containment.
I need Harper. Harper, it's Cooper. We've had a breach.
Understood, Agent Cooper. Preliminary report.
We're off the charts. Deterrents are operational, but we are definitely seeing a sea change at the site. Requesting immediate containment.
Understood. Level?
Level 2 as it stands. There's one other thing.
What's that?
A girl is dead.
That's not good. There are going to be local entanglements.
No, sir, it isn't. And no, I don't foresee any problems with local law enforcement.
This girl perished at the site?
Yes, sir.
And there was a body?
Yes, sir. The This was not a typical sighting.
Why is that?
This young lady didn't go under.
Go on.
She appears to have been burned to death.
Burned?
Yes, sir.
That's not good. Any indication as to how or why that happened?
No, sir. I'll have a full preliminary report ready for you by the time you get here. I'm not sure I'll have an answer to that, though. Kind of hoping that you'd fill me in on why that might have happened.
The site is secure, correct, Agent Cooper?
It's locked down tight, but we've got the sheriff's department crawling all along the fence line. With the increased activity at the site, I don't know.
What do you need?
I'd like 50 additional yards around the fence or the department to pull up stakes and call it a day, but neither of those things is likely going to happen until they finish their investigation.
Is there a possibility of an additional breach? Maybe it's time for you to show your hand. Take full control of the site and forcibly remove.
No, I don't want to do that. Not just yet. My position at the department might come in handy still. No problem.
Cooper?
Yes, sir.
You make sure that site remains secure. You hear me?
Yes, sir. I will.
SCP Archives was created by Pacific S. Obadiah and John Grills. Class of 76 was written by F. Cole Serrano. Lee Hillerman was Brian David Gilbert. Cindy Stevens was Madeline Moore. Ren Kubo was Brandon Nguyen. Al Perez was Jimmy Furrer. Tammy Lynn Halona was Kayla Temshiv. Elm Stevens was Graham Rowett. Thaddeus Cooper was Damon Alums. Jack Harper was John Grills. Kimmy Perez was Rissa Montanez. Sheriff Kubo was Gary Scales. Deputy West was Chud Nelius. Deputy Danner was Russ Moore. Dr. Ash Calderwood was Chris Young. Eldon was Atticus Jackson. Holly Dildine was Krista Lewis. Rowan was Nate DeFord. Aspen Daniels was Dustin Parsons. Margo was Melissa Lusk. Automated message was B. Narr. Voice was Ashley Jones. And the other voice was Jesse Hall. Our dialogue editor was Daisy McNamara. And our music was done by Matt Roy Berger. Our sound design was done by Dana Kreisman. And our showrunner was Daisy McNamara. I'm your producer, Pacific S. Obadiah. And our executive producers are Tom Owen and Brad Miska. And this is a Bloody FM show.
Murder in America is a true crime podcast that covers stories from all 50 states, including stories of mass shootings, serial killers, and lesser-known murders. Do you find yourself doing more research after listening to a true crime show? Well, Courtney and I used to do the same thing, and that's why we created Murder in America. Our podcast dives deep into each case. Our storytelling will make you feel like you're right there within the case with us, watching it all play out, and we do not shy away from the graphic details. If you're a fan of true crime, then listen to Murder in America on Spotify now.
Every town has its dark history. Hometown Ghost Stories is a paranormal podcast that goes town to town all across the globe, exploring the world's most haunted places, tapping into the dusty archives and the darkest corners to bring you the most terrifying stories of real people and their harrowing experiences. Hometown Ghost Stories dives into the history of haunted locations and investigates why and how these places earned their terrifying reputation. Rob, Dave, and Jesse go live every Tuesday night after an uninterrupted documentary-style breakdown on the case, followed by an open discussion with live viewers. Subscribe today to listen to Hometown Ghost Stories on your preferred podcast platform or watch the video version on YouTube and now Spotify. Head on over to the Bloody FM podcast network and check out Hometown Ghost Stories, if you're brave enough.